In its latest edition, Bridge Magazine explores the myriad impacts of Michigan's fluctuating property values. Looking at state data, reporter Ted Roloffs discovered, among other things, that between 2011 and 2012, about $36 billion in total value was lost. To talk about this ongoing challenge and its serious impacts, we've got reporter Ted Roloffs on the line. Hi, Ted.
How are you? Good to be here.
Good, thank you. And to add some perspective locally, City of Lansing Treasurer Antonia Krause. Antonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Ted Roloffs, you report that between 2011 and 2012, property value statewide dropped $36 billion when adjusted for inflation. That's clearly a mountain of value and not a good thing. But put that number in better context for us, please. What were we, for example, what were we losing prior to that, back closer to the Great Recession?
Well, the news was worse before that. This is a second, the follow-up to an earlier series Bridge Magazine did on property value in the state and what effect that has on how we live and how our governments can function. But the 5 years before that, the value loss was $260 billion. That's in all types of property. So if you look at that in context, you can see that the loss in value is slowing. And there's a lot of evidence that, especially in the residential property market, that finally this long drop in property values has slowed, perhaps stopped, and actually turned in the other direction. There's a lot of real estate markets around the state that are showing increased values in housing price. So that's got to be good news, not only for consumers, but for government as well.
So it adds up to overall still losses in property values statewide, but the beginnings of a turnaround, and in some markets, increased sale prices, increased property values.
That's correct, and that's probably not going to show up in the data as far as assessed value, and maybe for another year or two. And what also has an effect on this is looking at this from the perspective of municipalities and their revenue source, that even though the values may be rebounding, the way Proposal A works, the measure that passed in 1994, municipalities cannot increase taxable value any faster than 5% or the rate of inflation, whichever is less. So you may have a housing market, let's just speak hypothetically, going up, say, 10%, 15%, you're not going to see the taxable value reflect that. So as has been pointed out, that the way municipalities got hit by this, they got hit hard by steeply dropping values. Even when there's a recovery, they will not recoup that value as quickly. It's not possible.
And that's one of the peculiarities of our state law and the legendary Proposal A from almost 20 years ago. Antonia Krause, do you feel the impacts of that in Lansing as treasurer?
Yes, I do. I agree with what Ted had to say, that when the prices or when the tax how assessed values came down, they came down hard and fast. And while the assessed values, the market value of the house is starting to turn, and it's going to start coming back up, because we work off taxable value, and taxable value, as Ted said, can only increase 5% or rate of inflation, and that's based on sales that are almost a year old. So we're going to be behind the curve. We were the last ones in, and we're going to be the last ones out in this recovery.
So values are entitled to go down as far as they want to go, as quickly as they want to go, but we only recoup that revenue at a much slower basis because of Proposal A. Ted, is that basically it?
Yeah, that's it. One of the individuals I spoke to for this series was Charles Ballard, a well-known Michigan State University economist. And the quote I had from him, I think it puts it quite well. What has happened is we have locked in today's low property values. If there is a strong rebound, it cannot be captured because of Proposal A. we didn't get into this mess overnight. It won't be fixed by next Tuesday. And that's just kind of a realistic long-term assessment of how we got into this and how we're going to get out of it. It's not going to happen quickly.
Antonia Krause, are property values in Lansing rebounding dramatically enough that Proposal A means the city is not getting revenue that it otherwise might?
We are still showing a decrease of for tax year 13, which is going to begin July 1 with your July 1 tax bills, 2013. We're showing a 4.3% decrease in overall taxable value. So we are seeing our decreases are slowing. The overall net decrease is slowing.
Okay.
It was 9.6% the prior year, but it's 4.3% decrease this year. So it's tailing off, and hopefully in the next year or two we'll see a rebound to where our taxable value gain is a positive. But through the increase of the home sale prices and prices of home selling at list or hopefully above for all of us, that we're going to be a little bit behind the curve, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we're still on a decrease, our decrease is less, and we're hoping that soon that we'll bottom out and turn positive.
Ted Roloffs, did you see, did you go in, down to the neighborhood level or the city-by-city level and determine whether or not, I mean, there must be a dynamic here in play that varies neighborhood by neighborhood, east side, west side, a good part of town, a bad part of town. Did you encounter that in your coverage of this story?
Well, if you look at the state, anybody who knows Michigan at all knows that we are a diverse state with all kinds of different sorts of municipalities. Southeast Michigan, vastly different in many ways from West Michigan, different from the Upper Peninsula. So you're not going to see these trends uniformly reflected across the state. And obviously, if you drill in closer and look at urban areas like Detroit and Flint, they tell a much different story than, say, if you go up into the Traverse City area. That's one of the things we looked at in terms of real estate value, that there's certainly at least pockets in Michigan now where you're seeing housing values actually, you could even say, jump in some communities. They're going up rapidly, which is in part a result of the fact that there's not enough available houses on the market to satisfy demand.
Yeah, inventories are low, right?
Yeah, and that's, again, that's, you know, a residual in many ways of this Great Recession. There's a lot of people that would like to put their house on the market because their houses, their homes are still underwater. They owe more than the homes are worth. They can't or don't want to put their house on the market. So that's resulted in a kind of a static inventory of homes, even though there's a growing demand by people as we start to climb out of this recession. So.
But some homeowners have emerged from being underwater. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. I mean, that's going to happen naturally. I think as a result of as values start to go up, you know, that's we got into this with steeply plunging values, and now as they start to come up, it's more likely that fewer people are going to be underwater, and especially as demand increases, values go up. But it's going to take probably years to work all the damage done to the real estate market in Michigan, kind of to wring that out. We're still a long ways away from where we are in the average sale price of homes. I think if you look at that data, it's something like, let's see, for 2012 statewide, 111,000 average sale value. In 2005, that was 153,000.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, it's better than it was the year before, but you kind of put it in perspective and realize we kind of forget how big this housing bubble was. So.
Right. Antonia Krause, remind us what you do, what your primary function is as treasurer of the city of Lansing.
my role for City of Lansing as treasurer is to collect property tax and income tax. Prior to the tax bill going out, the city assessor is the one that goes out and his staff evaluates the housing market, evaluate sales trends, and they're the ones that deem the that calculate the assessed value.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the assessed value, the taxable, there's a assessed value and taxable value. Taxable value is what your house taxes are based off of. From that, once those values are put in place, then I take that, add the millages that like Lansing's operating, what we pay for Lansing Community College, Lansing School District, all of that that you see on your tax bill. I calculate that, mail out the bills, and then I'm the one that collects the property taxes. So I'm more towards the end of the process than the beginning of the process. I can't influence value. I can only collect.
Did you talk, Ted, I beg your pardon, Ted Roloffs, did you talk to many assessors in doing your stories?
I talked to assessors, I talked to treasurers, I talked to economists, I talked to, you know, city managers. So I certainly a wide array of people involved in dealing with property assessments, taxation, all that sort of thing.
One question I try to ask in these kinds of interviews concerns the timeline for the country's next recession. Now, periodic recessions are part of our economy. Ted Roloff, care to comment on how much stronger our economy needs to get or how much higher home values need to go before we get hit by the next recession? Did that ever come up in your discussions?
Well, I'm trying to deal with what has been and what is, and maybe point down the road a bit to what will be, but I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know that, honestly, if you talk to a lot of economists, realistically, any of them could say with certainty, yes, I know when the next recession's coming. If you could do that, you could probably make a lot of money in various sorts of investment markets, and I really don't have a clue. I think there's too many global factors that relate to our economic well-being in this country. There's a lot of things out of our control, so I would not hazard a guess. I would be willing to predict that, as I think we've discussed, I don't think the recovery that this state might experience is not going to be any spectacular rebound. If anything, it will be slow and steady. That's what, to me, what all the data seems to indicate.
Antonia Krause, I have to ask you, as you watch this discussion unfold regarding Lansing revenue, what's your perspective on that as the city treasurer? This is a very intense, a potentially heated discussion involving all kinds of sacrifice. How, as treasurer, do you respond to that?
Well, first I have to give credit to all the city employees. They have worked long and hard to make sure that service has not been affected by our citizens. And this has been since 2006 through this long haul of the crash of the market bubble and through the economic downturn, the Great Recession that we in Michigan especially have felt. But like I said, we have tried very hard not to have our citizens be affected by what's affecting us. As you know, that the funding for municipal government's broken. It's just not about property tax. It's about revenue sharing. And it's that the fact that we have lost over $60 million in the past decade from revenue sharing. And I realize that's a completely different topic than what we're talking about here. But, you know, we're averaging $8 million since 2006. And, you know, Lansing's average budget deficit's been $9.7 million since 2006. So you can see that revenue sharing has been a big factor. And then you multiply or you add to the fact the drop in the property tax and the drop of revenue that we've seen because of the drop in the property values. That's really what's kind of brought Lansing and the rest of the cities in Michigan. It's just not a Lansing issue. This is a statewide issue.
Sure.
That has brought us all to where we are today. And so we every year, Lansing balances its budget. We provide service to our citizens. We try and make our sacrifices invisible to our taxpayers, to our clients, because that we're here to provide a service to them. And every every year we look optimistically towards the future and hope that there's going to be the bigger light at the end of the tunnel each year.
We'll close with one little observation that I was really intrigued by. Ted, in one of your stories, there was a graph that showed, and this is state data, this is out there for anyone to see, but it showed the a county-by-county breakdown in property values, generally, they were down across the board. But there was one county, just two counties north of Ingham, Gratiot County saw an absolute surge in property values, and that is related, apparently, to the expansion of wind power, specifically in Gratiot County. So there's another kind of angle on the whole revenue challenge when counties or municipalities are able to generate new businesses and attract new businesses. Obviously, that's beneficial to the revenue picture. I want to say Gratiot County was a 13% increase in property values between 11 and 12. Pretty extraordinary. Any thoughts on that, Ted?
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we've had bad news. Here's some good news. You're going to see more dramatic changes in, obviously, in a county that's less populated. So when you've got a particular kind of investment in a place like that, it's going to have a more dramatic effect overall on what property valuation is doing. But, that's a reflection, obviously, of many would call new, the green economy and the new economy. Time will tell what effect that's going to have statewide, but I'm sure you'll see more of that.
In Antonia, it seems to me this kind of explains the city's efforts to try to develop. This is why business development and attracting jobs is so much a part of this whole thing. It all ends up as revenue coming to the city, right?
Yes, there's various types of revenue that come from the city. We obviously have our residential taxpayers. We have our business and our commercial taxpayers also. They pay property tax. Everyone pays an income tax. So the more businesses that we can attract into Lansing and develop our economic base, our business base, will obviously help Lansing. Lansing is one of those urban core cities where we have aging infrastructure and older housing stock, and we're pretty much landlocked unless, we tear something down to build something back up. So we're not quite like a Gratiot County with open space.
Sure. Antonia Krause is the City of Lansing Treasurer. Also, thanks to reporter Ted Roloffs. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.